Blog Talk Radio.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's good, Giblets? It's your boy, Petrian. Who the fuck else? You know, it occurs to me that things work backwards with WWE in some instances. For example, if you're supposed to have an explosive Money in the Bank, which, say the least, I don't know what someone would assess Money in the Bank as explosive. Some of you may, some of you may not. But I gotta say, folks, if you really honestly believe that what you just witnessed at Money in the Bank was supposed to be change of titles, maybe change of scenery, but we didn't get it, did we? The fans didn't. I mean, like I said, Nakamura and AJ Styles told a story. And I'm going to start off the show discussing a little bit about Money in the Bank because it's what I do. The fact that AJ Styles and him were willing to put themselves on the line, that is not my issue. That is not my concern. My issue is eventually WWE is going to have to change the scenery. Lord only knows when and what time. Because as far as I'm concerned, when you have so many great superstars or a great array of talent, and it's not being utilized. Not being utilized as in they don't have to be champion, but at least give them a sense of direction as so the fans can relate to them. Now you're just saying, okay, every character that we have, including Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka, they're being utilized as jokes. They can beat, you know, they can talk a good game, but now you've made them human. As characters. In a wrestling world, if somebody came from Japan, you didn't have to ask twice. You knew they were going to be badass. Antonio Inoki, the great Muda, several names come to mind when it comes to this shit. I don't understand why Money in the Bank was, I mean, like I said, it wasn't bad, it wasn't good, it was just 50-50. I know I'm going to get to the title soon, like I normally do. But folks, I much would have rather watched the whole Ronda Rousey, Nia Jax situation at home, and here's why. Round and round with Rousey, WWE goes. Banks, Bailey feud, part 3, part 4, part 5,000. Hopefully it'll mean something, and hopefully it'll be in the runnings to be a WWE champion. I know most people, some of you, I don't speak for all of you, will tell me, well, we're not for Sasha anymore. She bores us. This is part of the reason why the booking is the way it is, because fans don't know what they want. Some of you don't, some of you do. That's one of the main reasons why I'm not so happy is because looking at Sasha Bailey, they could make the feud something. The question is, how and when are they going to do it? Is it going to be at SummerSlam again? The only problem is they're not in NXT anymore. And I want to see it, but honestly, what is the point? So it's just to, you know, decipher who's the better of the two friends. This isn't high school. And this sure as hell is not a popularity contest, even though some of you believe it is. I don't care. Hang on, folks, while we pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Tuesdays. So while I have everybody's attention now, I'm not so sure what WWE is doing, but okay. Dolph Ziggler won the Intercontinental Championship last night after the distraction off McIntyre. So we asked for a change of scenery. We got it. And was there variety on the show? Sure. I'm going to have to cram watch Monday Night Raw, to be honest with you folks. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I saw the results on the app on my phone. And not only that, I watched a little bit of the replay for that particular match just to see, was it good, was it bad, was it in the... At least there's a change of scenery afoot. You get Winner's Clash of Champions. Anyways, I'm talking to you about a variety of stuff of wrestling. One of those subjects is going to be featured here in about 8 minutes because it's too short to start to jump to that subject. But Ronda Rousey, good old Ronda Rousey, came from UFC because, well, her career, she became in the Hall of Fame, and now she's in WWE. So is signing Ronda a bad deal? No, because it draws the attention that was lacking in WWE. Well, WWE had attention, just not mainstream attention. That's kind of what I guess someone was going for when they signed her. There comes a point, folks, when you say to yourself, how many more mainstreams can we get to WWE? Who's next? Steph Curry, Conor McGregor. I'm not all for Ronda Rousey, and here's why. It's not the fact that she's mainstream. It's not the fact that she's a draw. It's the fact that she hasn't really worked, and it showed its ugly rearing head that she needed to go to NXT first. And some may argue and say, well, she's got so much attention, why would you put her down there? Or she could have gone to Maine and worked her way up. You know, give her squash matches. And even if so, I wouldn't trust her that because she rolled out of the ring during Money in the Bank. And Nia didn't even touch her. Not a hold, nothing. Not a, you know, a hip toss, an arm wrench, nothing. And she somehow managed to wiggle out of the ring by herself. So Nia must have telekinetic powers or some shit. Okay, so aside from the sidewinding, distracting shit that I normally relay, how is it that she gets into the title picture within 2 months? Some may argue, well, Nia challenged her. Honestly, Nia did her best not to kill Rousey, but to no avail at Money in the Bank. The match was cut short because Alexa Bliss interfered and cashed in her Money in the Bank. I don't blame her. That match was starting to look really bad. In the sense that I don't care about people say the phrase, that was botchtastic or that was horrible. I mean, honestly, folks, looking at that match in retrospect, it would have only been 14 minutes. Nia would have won. Rousey would have still gotten pissed off. Rousey still would have gotten suspended for attacking Kurt Angle and Alexa Bliss. I don't know what they're doing, what the angle is, but it's retarded. You can't have an element that's combustible, you know, just all of a sudden explode. What I'm saying is you can't have a build that makes no sense. What's Rousey doing? Makes you think, yeah, that's one area that promoters are looking at. But also, guys, on another side note, aside from all the WWE happenings, main roster, there's a UK title tournament for the women's this time. I caught the men's last year. Now I wonder, it's going to be very intriguing. I see the lovely women from the UK, and I'm going to catch that tournament when I can because I know I'll be super busy with work. there is hope for WWE, somewhat. Because, I mean, let's keep it real. Let's keep it honest. This show, my show, Wrestle Radio, we have no fucking filters. So, therefore, what in hell is WWE doing? I mean, honestly, that begs the question. You have two shit shows in a row, one of them being NXT. Velveteen Dream and Ricochet had a great match. Undisputed Era resembles NWO, but they added their own twist with four members, and their four members can work. The NWO would get or elicit the reaction that they would hate the baby faces that were going up against them and start cheering the NWO. The same goes for Undisputed Era and DX. It was just something the crowd was being so up in arms about because of the surroundings and what's going on in the world. So NXT, yeah, like I said, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good. I personally just didn't see, like, you know, how it was a good show. It didn't pull me in. The Gargano-Ciampa street fight was the best. One of the best. I say this because I love opposite crowd reactions. I love it. The crowd wanted Gargano over because everyone and their mother, Johnny Wrestling, Ciampa, sarcastic, douche canoe. I love him to death. Do you know why? He's aggressive. He's not your stereotypical heel that will antagonize you just to antagonize you outside the apron and then goes in the ring and starts stomping a mud hole in you. No. That match elicited emotions, and I read to you last night about how Roman Reigns tweeted out, good job for showing emotion. Great, guys, he's turning into John Cena on social media, which isn't bad because it'll elicit attention, but it'll make you think, well, it's forced. Now, I've roamed around in circles, and some of you may not have any fucking clue what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to kill time before I rant and rave about the whole Rousey situation, and not a bad way, just a logical thinking-minded way, because let's face it, anything that has to regard Ronda Rousey, who better to relay it to you than a social media podcast host like myself, a broadcast journalist? There is no ifs, ands, or buts about what WWE is doing with Rousey. It's just I have to have a clear-cut 30 minutes even before that. The advertisement is going to make its way onto Wrestle Radio Tuesday airwaves. If you would like to sign up for the Monster Factory Super Camp, you can do so by going to Eventbrite, search under Monster Factory Super Camp. The dates will be July 20th and 21st. If you already attended, you will be going for free. It was announced by Danny, okay? If you have any questions, contact Danny Case directly on Monster Factory website. Email them. There's be somebody that will be willing to answer your questions, anything you have for Monster Factory. Danny had a special deal about training. Check it out. Also, check out the Monster Factory Network. It's only $8, guys. Sign up to see virtual tours and a documentary done by the Monster Factory. It's really badass. I suggest you check it out. Speaking of networks, if you would like to sign up for the WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com. Click on WWE Shop or Network. Your first month is free. The preloaded card is $29.97. With the shop, that is $6.99 for shipping and handling. Standard, $11.99, 2 to 5 days. And then next business day is $21.99. With the network, you can access many things like Smoky Mountain Wrestling, AWA, ICW, PWG, Ring of Honor, TNA, and much, much more. Content is endless. ECW, WCW, the Monday Night Wars, it's all there, folks, only for $9.99 a month with a valid username, password, and credit card. All right, folks, time to lift off into the crazy, the cray-cray. Enjoy, bitches. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. Come. I had to give the long-winded entrance, and do you know why? Because I don't like the fact that I have to be subjected to watching something or someone that really ticks me off on programming. So what I do is I assess the situation and be like, I'll give it a chance. I will give them a chance. And then I started watching. Rousey only had one match, okay, so it's not fair to assess her after one match. The fact that they throw her into the fire is kind of questionable. By throwing into the fire, she did fight at WrestleMania 34, but this is not just WrestleMania. She should have just been celebrity wing one and done. But she wanted to fight for it, so that's admirable. But I've been hearing things lately, folks, about Ronda Rousey and reading things. An article, she doesn't do house shows. She only appears when she wants to. I guess take advantage of the star quality that you are. I'm reading some of your questions. And here's the thing. I appreciate the fact that we all have to give someone chances. I'm not saying we shouldn't give Ronda a chance, but when you've got skilled workers like Alexa Bliss or Sasha Banks or Bayley or Ruby Riott or Sonya Deville, it begs the question, folks, what has WWE come to? You need money. You need to make your company work. My question to them is, what is the main reasoning for signing Ronda up for a championship match, other than the fact that her name is just a draw completely? People get out of their seats, blah, blah, blah. They love her. I'm sure they do. I'm sure that's why, you know, WWE hired her in the first place, because they knew she was going to be a draw. They knew she was going to sell merchandise. Guess what? The problem with us complaining is that, I don't know, we can complain because it's our right, but that doesn't matter, because now we've got a machine. We've got a machine going in. I'm reading your questions. Folks, the answer to Myron's question, do I think that she'll take the women's title away from Bliss in Brooklyn? Yeah, probably most likely, because Alexa Bliss is not a name. But I guarantee you, Ronda Rousey is. And with that being said, the logic that goes around protecting Ronda Rousey is just the same logic as it goes around protecting Brock Lesnar. So, what do I mean by this? Lesnar only shows up 35 times last year. Rousey showed up most of the time again this year, but now fans that were wanting her there, I don't know the fans that still do, because, oh, it's Ronda, she's cool, she's from UFC, and she can kick someone's head off, and she can submit somebody with an armbar. Does that sound familiar to you guys? Asuka, anybody? No one is ready for the Empress of Tomorrow? Now, Asuka's no longer doing the armbar, if you notice, and she is adjusted to using the Asuka lock, which is basically a triangle choke. And I'm going to reference this back to experience. Sometimes moves get denounced because someone else comes in. I'm not so concerned about movesets, so that is kind of bullshit to me. If Ronda Rousey There's just a lot of questions. Like, why would movesets not be an issue for wrestlers? Why would Asuka and Rousey never be a good fit? No, I think it would be a good fit. It actually would make Rousey kind of want to come over to the side and say, oh, cool. You know, by the way, it's cool, Asuka and I'm reading the questions again. Sorry for the pauses, folks. Do I think? Do I ever think that Asuka and Rousey would fight at WrestleMania? If they did, they'd probably bury Asuka like they have been the past few days or past few weeks. Ever since WrestleMania, you know, they had a great match with Charlotte. I just feel like you're pushing Asuka further down the ladder when she was just getting on top of the ladder. You should have kept the undefeated streak. I don't have control over that. Again, I would love nothing more than to go back in time and have Asuka become women's champion. I feel like, I wonder, at what juncture, as fans, are we going to have to continue watching people lose that matter in WWE? Like Undertaker, for example, who's going to duplicate 21-0? Who's going to duplicate that record? The fact that Ronda Rousey gets a title shot just because, hi, my name's Ronda Rousey, that is a crock of shit. I just feel like, damn, dude. We've watched, so far in 2018, a roller coaster. Royal Rumble was amazing. This is, you know, it was a glimpse of what we got in the 90s and today, and puppet, you know, strings are being pulled, blah, blah, blah. Now they pull the wrong strings, and I guess we're puppets, right? So you can manipulate us however you want, so you think. That ain't how this works. With Ronda Rousey, I mean, at this point, until she shows the fans that she is really a badass in the world of professional wrestling, I mean, she bounced. She's a little rusty. Nah, she's never wrestled in her life. That's the feel that we got, some of us got looking at her in the ring versus Nia Jax. The parts, you know, where she bumps, she looked very hesitant. She's nervous. I mean, wouldn't you be nervous in your first real title defense? Or not Nia, but Rousey. Wouldn't you be nervous in your first title match in front of probably 14, 15 grand at Allstate? Rousey's a nice person. I've met her a few times. She was very, very friendly. I'm not talking about her personality, my friend. I'm talking about her in-ring shit. I don't think I could, you know what, it's not that, it's, I don't know how and why you would do something like that. This guy is asking, well, do you think Rousey is very similar to Lesnar and blah, 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 blah. I do think she's very similar to Lesnar. Here's why. Because she gets, not the special treatment, but she gets put on the programming, and now she's involved in all kinds of shit. the drama now with Kurt Angle, the drama that was made right now, the drama that was made right now for us to be like, what the fuck is going on? Sasha Banks and Bayley, I got to get to this because I have very little time, folks. Sasha Banks and Bayley feud would not be as bad because, you know, it's overshadowed by Ronda's crap. That's how I feel. Like, I personally feel that Ronda Rousey cannot work. It's because two matches in, she really hasn't shown. You can't judge off of two matches. You can't judge off of, like, four or five. Maybe, like, if she's had 10 matches, sure. But what I'm saying is she looks really bad, not in the first match, but in the second match with Nia by herself. She looked terrible. You want some crowd to elicit a reaction over Ronda Rousey. That's not hard. The problem is when she gets in the room, the crowd was just in dead fucking silence because it – okay, Alexa Bliss, she had to cash it in because I firmly believe Alexa Bliss can put on a show. She can definitely elicit a reaction from the crowd. Do I say she's a good heel? No, I hate fucking using terminology when it's so obvious. Yes, Alexa plays a good bad guy. She to a T, can get the crowd upset, which is what you're supposed to do, and she doesn't give two shits about it. Ronda Rousey on the mic, she's going to need work, and in the ring, she's going to need work. Round and round with Rousey's plans we go. That's the title, because what next? You're going to suspend her, so she's going to come back at SummerSlam and face Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss for the WWE Raw Women's title? Come on, guys. That is scary that I know this stuff. It's because when people try and assimilate themselves into, well, I know this about wrestling and I know that. That's why I'm saying to you, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest of feelings. Because then I have to set you straight, my friend. We don't know everything about pro wrestling. We think we do, but we don't. We think we know that this match will happen. And it didn't. It was more or less, I was shocked that Alexa crashed in. I predicted she would win, actually, you know, to a neighbor. Or not neighbor. There's somebody that was sitting there right next to me. It was fun, except for the drunk asses that kept going in and out the row. I had to concentrate on the show, not the people around me. But here's my deal. Ronda Rousey in WWE, is it good or bad? It's good for business. It gets you a lot of draw. It gets tickets to get sold. Problem is, now, if she doesn't appear at live shows, then how's that going to affect your business? Two, if you go with the bullshit line of, hi, I'm Ronda Rousey, and I can be the best for business. Best for business, my ass. Like when they brought back Brock Lesnar, it was a big old coup, you know, on ESPN and all that stuff. But it was never, it's never going to get past the oh my god phase. I don't know what it is. But I do know from observing the months since March, leading into April, what WWE has done with her so far is put her in a particular, you know, a peculiar place. Like Nia Jax, who basically schooled her the first few minutes of the match, and then Ronda Rousey just gets up and expects Nia to just stand there. Like, I'm sorry. If I worked you in a match and I said I would agree to do it, let's say, you know, let's here, do this spot, boom, boom. Okay, you get me up and start doing your MMA shit. I don't know how it's supposed to sound, but Nia probably agreed to do it because what are you going to do? Disappoint the boss or disappoint corporate? And there's a difference. corporate meaning, board of directors, Vince McMahon, blah, 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 Jerry Briscoe, Pat Patterson. They're not heavily involved as you think. But when it came to Ronda Rousey, everyone was buzzing and everything was, you know, it was just such a big deal that she came to this business. But I'm going to say it. She has little to no experience. She looked like an amateur in the fucking ring against Nia. There was a spot in the match where she rolled out of the ring and Nia didn't even fucking touch her. So I guess Nia gave her a Samoan drop. And, you know, she gave her lots of, like, real big bumps in the corner. And it looked like Ronda could not put up a fight to save her life. She got some offense in, but truth be told, if you're booking a match with a big person versus a little person, I'd assume that you'd gimmick it to the point where some heat, some shine. Who was the heel in that match? Fans were only booing Nia because they wanted Ronda to completely annihilate her, and she didn't do shit. Okay, a punch combo, whatever, an attempt at an armbar, which Nia reached the ropes. As I said, I don't have a problem with, well, yes, I do. I do have a problem with who would go over in that, because there's a problem. Reading some of your messages. I want to know, if you had to book Ronda Rousey in the time frames that she was booked in, you kind of have to throw her into the fire, but at the same time, what is the point? What is the point? All the other women in the locker room, like Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina Snuka, if she ever comes around, I want to see that match. Tamina Snuka versus Ronda Rousey would actually, that might be a tough one to get through, but still. It's not that I don't want to see her, it's just, she's shown in the ring that she's not meant to be a wrestler for now. And I say for now because she could end up getting loads better if she just trained, if she had time to prepare for a match. Hell, I don't know. She's only had two, so I really can't say she's a terrible wrestler, because even if you have several horrible matches but you get the crowd going, I guess that makes you a good wrestler. See, there's a lot of confusion going on. A lot. As to where to place Rousey, how to place her, how to book her, blah, blah, blah. Why did you throw her into the main event? That is the biggest question of a, you know, women's title match. There should be others around, because unless there's others around, Ronda really doesn't look good. She picked up Triple H deadlift. I don't give a fuck, dude. So can Mark Henry if he's not retired. So can Cesaro when he'd actually be featured in a match worthwhile. And speaking of which, the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, Braun Strowman wins the opportunity to face a champion that doesn't fucking show up. I mean, it's irritating. There's just a lot of things and factors that go into watching her. Can she mic? The answer is no. But can that be worked on? Sure. Can she put on a 5-star match? As I said, that's going to have to take a lot of work. They put her in way too soon. There's a ton of women in the back that could have put on a match against Nia Jax. But people are like, screw that. We want to see Ronda. I don't know about you guys. The women in the back probably don't have an issue with her. But in my estimation, or my opinion, when someone new arrives on the scene, it's very, very difficult to assess in where to put them, how to book them, and how to make them look presentable to the fans. She wasn't presentable at all. She looked fucking horrible at Money in the Bank. Is she going to have those type of nights? Yeah. Welcome to pro wrestling, bitch. Because you're going to have good nights. You're going to have bad nights. You're going to have good matches. You're going to have bad matches. But you have to make it work. Those are the key phrase or key words. You have to make it work. Is Ronda going to be around for very much longer? Yeah, because she signed a contract. But when you sign a WWE contract, doesn't that make you responsible and liable for giving the WWE universe what we want? And what we want is a champion or someone that can really knock the crap out of someone or give us entertainment. Some fans are simple-minded and they like flippy shit. As I said, I don't speak for all the fans, but there's a variety that is watching this shit. The fact that there's a new Intercontinental Champion, why couldn't this have been booked at Money in the Bank? Where was Dolph Ziggler, and why did you guys wait so long to do that? That's my question. If you know that the fans are going to want to see a show, then why didn't you give that type of booking last night at Money in the Bank, you assholes? Him versus Elias, boy, it was a decent match. It told a story. I'm not so worried about a match not telling a story or telling a story. I'm worried about, okay, we saw Seth and Elias a zillion times. Why didn't you book it versus Dolph Ziggler? That should have been what Monday Night Raw just did. What they just did, folks, is something that no show should ever do. And that's actually not Monday Night Raw, both. I bet you SmackDown Live is going to have the reverse 50-50 booking segment. And that hit, what I'm talking about is what should have been booked at Money in the Bank is booked or was booked partially last night. So where's, you know, the Raw Tag Team Champions? Why didn't they have a match last night? Why did Ronda Rousey have to face Nia Jax so early? You guys, this is what, if I were the one, which I'm not, and I don't intend to be a promoter just yet, but if I were, let me think on that one, shall we? Nia Jax would not have faced Ronda Rousey till SummerSlam. The title offense only happened because you have to have a match that will fill the void of WWE. Okay? The fans, that is. They have to have a title match or else they're going to go nuts. But we're going to go bonkers. Ronda Rousey, I honestly, you know, I hope you do good, dear, but I, the jury's still out. Because if it's, you've been with the company since when? Around February or March, so 4 months, you know, it's not enough time to assess somebody and their talent, but when you get in the ring and you do what you did against Nia, again, there's room to improve, except for, like I said, who am I to be saying this? I'm a fan that's watched this shit since I was, 4 years old. Do I recall every match since I was four? I'd have to be a fucking genius too. But I have never ever seen such a horrid, horror fest inside that ring. The bumps that she was taking, not just the bumps, it made me cringe because Nia has been in the business for a while now. Nia was, you know, to take care of the newbie. And, you know, Ronda's learning fast. It's just, holy crap. That's something that bogged my mind, is why didn't she attack Nia with a little bit more ferocity, a little bit more, I'm the badass UFC gimmick, blah, blah, blah. I'm the fighter that can knock your block off. Like maybe kicks or strikes or forearms, you know, play into the gimmick. But they didn't fucking do that. And it was just, Ronda looked like an angry small girl getting her ass beat by the big, you know, the big girl on the blacktop at recess. That's basically what it looked like to me at Money in the Bank. Now, if she's going to be in any matches, folks, after her 30-day suspension, which is hilarious, SummerSlam, she comes and wins the championship. I don't think too many people will be disappointed, but I think a lot of fans will be upset because Alexa Bliss who actually is representation for Raw, who actually does give a damn about giving, you know, fans a show. Your character doesn't, but when I heard or read that Ronda Rousey does not show up to house shows, okay, that's preference and that's choice. That's a lot of traveling, but it also means that you're trying to get more reps in, to get more matches under your belt. If you choose not to show to a house show, that's none of my business. All I'm saying is that would get you more exposure, more room to roam. That's just how I feel in the whole Ronda Rousey situation. Not to bore you guys to tears. I love you, all the UK, Canada, you know, Toronto, Montreal, every single one of you, Latvia, Australia, every single one of you. I think that it's sad that some of the women, you know, they could just be a cluster if they had 12 people, dude. 8 people is plenty. You don't want too many people in, you risk injury. Kevin Owens got hurt. I have not read about the extent, but I have the 90-second warning, folks. Ronda Rousey needs work. Okay? She needs work. So, folks, I am Brian Rails from Off the Rails Uncensored and Wrestle Radio Tuesday. I got a minute. So, I got to say, tomorrow, when Off the Rails Uncensored at 11:30 Central, 12 Eastern, or 12 Eastern, 11:30 Central, whatever. 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central. There we go. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, is my name is Brian Rails, and I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. More continuation on the Ronda Rousey subject and the Bayley and Sasha feud, which will get a little bit more light with an hour's time. This has been great, folks. I got to relax. Have a nice day, night, whatever. Toodles, bitches.
The cost of personality.